I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast. Hold on one real quick. I just want to hear this little... Thank you for the Zevia, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me.
But welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols.
Yep. We have some agenda items to take care
of. Oh, you're getting right to it?
We might as well.
Episode 30, so you guys know.
That's today?
Today. This is episode 30.
30. Curry?
Dirty 30.
Yeah. Dirty curry?
All right. Anyways. What you got?
So I get home from church with beans, and Jenna just looks at me, and she's like, yo, you guys are soft. I'm like, what? She goes, you and Pierre are wimps. What's up? You guys rip on everyone, and then you're going to go and try to stick up for Olivia. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then I go online, and Nerese is chewing me a new one. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I see the post, and I'm like, damn, I agree. Here we are. Listen, here's my thing.
Get in it.
I'm not here to build anybody up.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they deserve to be built up. I don't feel bad for people who are getting online hate because nobody felt bad for me. So
sure didn't.
I had to agree with Nerese. I told her, I'm like, damn, thank you. Like I said, sometimes I'm not privy to the social media because if I was, it probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But that was not approved.
She killed us and me, you know, really for that. And she's 100% right. And I needed to hear that. So if you guys watched the tier two episode, you know that she did talk a little bit about people being kinder when it comes to certain aspects, but never in all of our clips or never in any of our podcasts have I ever prefaced anything with be kind about it. And for that reason, I'm 100% wrong. Whether she said it or not, whether what my intention was, we say what we say, we make our jokes, we make our analysis, and we are critical of game moves, and we don't apologize for it. And that was a bitch-ass move by me.
Oh, dude. I'm coming in, my wife's calling me soft. I'm like, I'm supposed to be the man of the house here, and I hear it, like, I don't know what's going on. And then I'm like, damn, I agree with this.
Yeah, dude.
Get him, Nerese.
I was soft. And honestly, I deserved it. I thanked her too. I said, thank you for correcting me and putting me in check because, you know, it's not fair to anyone, you know? So, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that too.
It just goes back to, like I said, people that complain about negativity online when they get to have these, like these experiences of a lifetime, like, I don't feel bad for you.
Right.
You know what? Like, right. Online, it's not a real place. You can turn it off. So if you can't handle the heat, stay off the show. Don't put yourself on there.
For sure. And it's definitely not something that Olivia put me up to or even asked for or anything like that. It was a hypocritical thing by me to do. So I can take accountability. I know when I'm wrong. I always say when I'm wrong, and I was wrong in the situation. So I appreciate you for giving me forgiveness and not firing me because I like being here.
Oh, no, dude, no. Listen, everybody makes mistakes. And here's the other thing. Like, I've made bitch-ass moves on TV, too, and I got hated on for it, and I didn't expect anyone to kiss, you know, suck my ass. And here we are, and this is what we do. And I had a really good time. You know what? I had a really good time with those two.
Oh, they're awesome, man.
I'm not trying to be biased, but I really enjoyed them.
Are you gonna hold back on your criticism moving forward?
No, I'm still gonna criticize, but I'm gonna tell you what, I really, really enjoyed having them.
No, they're awesome.
Fun couple.
They're awesome. Actually, this is a perfect segue of something that I've been wanting to bring up on the show, and something that it's very important for everyone to know. Everyone watching this right now, you got to know something, and that includes, it's really more directed to you challengers. There's a new season that's gonna be filming soon, and we can't talk too much about it, but what we will say is, like, it is our first season that we're going to be covering, that they know we're going to be covering it. And we know a lot of these people now. So puts us in a precarious situation.
Puts you in one. I don't care. I could care less. Whatever.
I'm out here networking. But my point is I want to make something very clear. Now that we're going through this, it's like very, very has to be said. Is like, friend, no friend. We know you. We don't know you. We're always, always, always going to call it like it is. And we never have stopped. I mean, I've never held back on my criticism on this particular situation of Olivia's move ever. You know, I've always said how I felt about it. But I just want all of our friends to know that are watching this. You do some dumb shit, we're gonna call you out on it.
And hey, listen, if you call me out, like, I love it. I love getting called out. And I did. And I said that straight up. I'm like, dude, the real ones keep each other honest. That's a quote I live by.
You're right about that.
And, you know, but here's the other thing. You can say whatever you want. If you got complaints, let me know.
Yep.
You know, I love reading them. But, like, if I don't agree, you're going to get a fat suck my ass.
suck my ass.
Yeah, big old suck my ass. But, okay, moving on.
So couch is open, though, so too. What we're gonna do, if you want to come rebuttal.
What we're going to do with that crap is,
yeah,
I have a metaphor, sort of.
Okay.
In my backyard, I have a tree. And this tree, Ask Jenna, is my favorite tree. This thing, it's a maple. And it lights up in the fall. And so I have a compost pile that I put at the bottom of it. I got pumpkins, apple cores, you know, dog shit, a lot of shit in there.
Yeah.
But you know what? All that shit sinks into the ground and it makes one beautiful tree. So we're going to take all this shit, that crap, we're going to throw it into the tree.
Yeah.
Now we're going to blossom from there, which brings me to my second item.
Oh,
we had a bet, a gentleman's wager.
We did.
Earlier in the season.
Amongst gentlemen.
And here's what happened. My man over here said that Mahomes is better than my man A-A-Ron.
I did say that.
Rodgers. And I said, no way. Aaron Rodgers is going to make it deeper into the season than Mahomes. And yep, he said, I'll bet you $100. Now, here's $100, and it's yours.
Okay.
But I want you to hang on to this, because I stole it from Anthony's piggy bank. It's a couple ones, couple, you know, maybe some pieces of bubble gum. I don't know. Equals $100. Okay. I don't know what a double mint goes for these days.
All right.
I want you to hang on to this.
Okay, can I?
Yep, that's
can
yours.
Can I have a round of applause, please, for winning the bet?
But you keep that.
Okay.
And we'll keep it as a reminder.
Okay.
That next season, I want double or nothing, same bet. Aaron Rodgers is going farther than Mahomes.
Okay, all right. So real quick, this is mine, right? Not yours?
That's yours.
All right, and I don't have to make that bet?
You don't have to make it.
Okay, all right. Well, oh, wow, this really is $100.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like 25 singles, 50, three fives, and then the rest.
So just so you guys know.
That's my scratch-offs with it.
Anthony's, first of all, thanks for trying to do the West guilt trip. Like, hey, like, donate to my kid's child's fund. I'm not going to go on 40. What kind of guilt trip was that, Wes? All right. Thanks for doing that to me. But
I'm just kidding. It's not for my son.
If it was, I would not care. He's going to get enough for me. I'm not worried about it.
It's from my sock drawer.
It's from your sock drawer. And the second thing is, like, you guys know I don't drink. You know, I don't drink. So I don't really go to the club a lot. So this is really the only place I can really make it rain.
You're a pig.
That was fun.
You're a pig.
That was a lot of fun.
You know what I call these? I call them fun coupons.
Oh, that was great.
You're sick.
That was great. That was, I love being showered in my money. That was great.
All right, I'm going to have to start gambling with golf.
It's going to be a fun year, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the Zach Nichols podcast.
I never gamble, and this is why right here.
Yeah, because I'm going to take the winner. People, it's funny. A lot of people thought that this was not going to be his year, but every year is his year. He is the GOAT of this generation.
He's still not the best quarterback in the league because Aaron Rodgers is still in the league.
Greatest of his time
is Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. All right. We'll
see. He's got a better ball.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, he's had half the years of his career. He has tripled the Super Bowls. I mean, whatever.
People are already jumping the gun and saying he's better than Brady.
No, don't do that. That's a big mistake. You do not.
He's a better athlete than Brady, but of course, I don't know if he's a better I don't know if he's a better winner yet.
Being a quarterback is people always talk about talent, and I hate it when they say, "Oh, this person's more talented." Because guess what is a talent? Decision making. Guess what else is a talent? Ball security. This is the stuff that made Tom Brady great. So I don't want to. I definitely don't want to do that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
They're idiots. Whoever's jump, don't jump with the gun. Could? Yes. That's like saying Tory's better than Kara. Come on. Let's relax.
Oh, man.
Let's relax, dude. Love Tory. She's not better than Kara. She doesn't have the resume of Kara. Don't do Mahomes versus Brady. Don't do that. Don't fucking do that.
Who's your favorite quarterback of all time, though? Besides Brady.
Favorite, not the best, is Peyton Manning. That's my guy.
That's your, you like, that's your
the
quarterback.
The sheriff. Love him. Love the watching sheriff. Him. Love watching him.
The sheriff?
The sheriff. He had that 10-gallon hat when he was playing. The volunteer.
Oh. Yeah, Captain Forehead. Anyways.
Exactly. Your favorite quarterback. We're talking about favorites.
Are we not? So I can't say. I mean, obviously.
You, of course you could.
I mean, Tom Brady, because yeah. He's a Michigan guy. But
yeah, he's the GOAT.
I was a big, I liked Favre.
Of course.
Not because of his skill. The Wranglers. Because of who he was.
Yeah.
And honestly, I just, you know who was fun to watch was Joe Montana. You know why? Because Joe was just a normal guy who could, like, who was competitive.
Yeah.
Joe Montana was like 6'1", 185, and he won 4 Super Bowls. Granted, he was surrounded by some talent, but dude. I watched that documentary on Peacock about Joe Montana, and he's a winner, dude.
Oh, he's the real deal. He's the real deal. Okay,
but
you're going to get me into this question.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I mean, but like, I'm not a quarterback guy. That's not even, like, if I had to pick, like, I like defense in football, even though I played offense. But my favorite player of all time, Lawrence Taylor.
He's a dog.
And Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
But Lawrence Taylor, dude.
We'll get into football more. We could do this forever.
Don't
smoke
crack.
I got to chill out. Okay. Are we ready to talk about this final? How are we at a final, man? Challenge 39.
So wait. Who'd you pick to win at the beginning? Who was your pick? I picked Corey for my guy. So I still have a dog in the race.
Yeah.
I picked Melissa.
That was a lot of.
But Melissa, dude, Melissa got screwed. But anyways.
It's a lot of man. I don't remember.
You don't remember who you said?
No.
I just remember thinking, like, damn, like, I said Corey and here he is. And he bulldozed his way.
You did call your shot on Corey.
Yeah.
You did call your shot on Corey.
I'm really impressed.
I probably took chalk. I think I took chalk and said Horacio. I don't know. You guys remember me. If you remember, put it in the comments.
Could have, yeah.
Yeah, I probably chalked it. And I know a lot of you guys, real quick, can we have a message to a lot of our new subscribers? Because we have a lot of new subscribers from the Horacio and the recent interview. Thank you so much for joining the squad. We love having you here. Welcome to the community. But I do highly recommend you go back and watch, like, at least to the beginning of 39, because we had a lot of great interviews. But keep me honest with that. But yeah, you did call your shot.
I was just wondering, but like going into it, I think he still is my pick going into it. If it was a guy and girl winner, obviously you want Nerys to win after what she's been through this season.
But and she's probably the best equipped for this situation.
She is, but my thing is going into a final where you're not part of the alliance, if there is a sabotage, you're the easy out.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is like pick one person or gang up on one person. So like going into it, I think she has the talent to do well and the skill to do well, but I don't think she has the alliance members to do well.
Yeah, and the way that it played out in this episode, you see some of those things come to fruition, but I definitely don't remember.
And a lot of finals luck, too.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into this episode. So it starts off, TJ arrives to the club.
I'd be sick.
Yeah.
He's so sick.
I love how involved he is this season. It's fucking great. It kind of makes
sense. It has to be. It's, you know, it's like kindergarten.
He's the biggest scorer. Yeah, dude. He's the biggest star on screen.
Obviously.
Yeah.
He's got more seasons than the rest of the cast members combined. If you add up all the seasons they've been on compared to what the ones TJ's done, it's like he's probably, you know, he's a 39, you know, not 39.
Yeah, he's by far the biggest star on on this episode. Okay, so get
sick,
ready.
Though, because here's the thing. When TJ shows up to the club, I'm not thinking like he's here to tell me a good thing. I'm thinking the final's starting right now. And the fact that they didn't do that was really upsetting. I thought that the proper way to introduce these mofos to a final is to slap them right in the face with it. Just give them the big old slab of meat right across the face.
Yeah, just put it on the table. Yeah.
Pound it.
Nope.
Give them the hammer.
Give them the hammer. That's not what they do.
Give them the hammer.
No, they let them spend the rest of the night. They let them have an extravagant dinner. What?
Before we get into the rest of this episode, we haven't really seen the whole full first day yet, right?
No. No, we haven't.
We've only seen one day, which is five, whatever. They said it's going to be 26 miles, which is a lot. But who's going to win the Zach Nichols I'm Going to Cramp First Award?
That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.